The 115th Congress is in full swing and getting ready to hold hearings on Donald Trump's cabinet nominees. Those start tomorrow. Tomorrow evening, President Obama will give his farewell address from McCormick Place in Chicago. That's the same place he held his 2012 re-election victory party. And then Wednesday, more hearings and a press conference from President-elect Trump. If that happens, it would be the first one in 165 days by NPR's count. Joining us now is NPR politics editor Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hi there.
And let's start with tomorrow's hearings. Trump's pick for Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, is up first in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. That's at 9:30 in the morning Eastern time. And there are allegations that he once used racist language that ended his bid to become a federal judge 30 years ago. Remind us about those allegations, and do you think that those are likely to be front and center tomorrow?
I think that'll definitely be part of it from Democrats. You've heard civil rights activists as well as legal groups come forward. Deville Patrick, for example, who was the former governor of Massachusetts, who wrote a letter to the Judiciary Committee noting that when he was a civil rights lawyer on the other side of Jeff Sessions, that that he felt that he was discriminatory in pursuing a case against civil rights against folks who are trying to help others vote. So this was a voter assistance case. It was basically thrown out of court, and but you had Sessions, Patrick complained, did not go after, let's say, whites who went through with voter assistance. During that hearing in 1986, which was the first time in half a century that a federal judgeship had – someone up for a federal judgeship had been voted down, he had joked that – that the KKK was okay until he learned that they were pot smokers, that a white civil rights lawyer was a, quote, disgrace to his race, something that he later denied. Now, he wound up getting his revenge. He didn't get the judgeship, but he got a seat in the Senate.
And of course, we're going to be watching that hearing tomorrow. But then on Wednesday, we have Secretary of State nominee Rex Tillerson testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee at 9:15 a.m. Eastern. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is up there later that morning. What are you going to be watching for there?
Well, it's just a busy and consequential week, quite honestly.
Yeah.
Rex Tillerson is the thing that I think a lot of people are watching, given what Donald Trump has said about Russia over the past week. The fact that still, even after his meeting Friday with intelligence officials, that Trump has not come forward strongly to say that he believes that Russia did hack the DNC and that they were trying to affect the outcome of the election. Instead, it's been very defensive and being able to try to say, you know, that didn't affect the outcome of the election.
Right.
But I think the Tillerson hearing is going to be a proxy fight for this Russia stuff, because Tillerson himself was awarded an order of friendship by the Russian President Vladimir Putin when Tillerson was in charge of ExxonMobil. And he'll say that that was just part of a business relationship, but certainly senators on both sides are going to want to dig in on that.
And all of this is happening as Trump prepares to hold this press conference on Wednesday, right as some of these nominees will be up on Capitol Hill. Is this a strategy of just trying to put it all out there at the same time so people can't focus too much on one thing?
Yeah, I think that that's a big part of it. You know, that's the Trump sort of chaos theory of politics. I mean, he likes to step right into the middle of it, create things that go in all different directions, sort of a shotgun of news. And, you know, whether it's tweets, even today, you know, he was asked when he came downstairs from Trump Tower after meeting with Jack Ma, who runs
Alibaba.
Runs Alibaba, that, you know, whether or not he trusts Julian Assange or United States intelligence more. He said, we'll talk about that on Wednesday. He said, how will you disentangle yourself from your business conflicts? We'll talk about that on Wednesday. You know, what about Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, whether he'd be in the White House? We'll talk about that on Wednesday. Would there be a replacement bill for Obamacare ready when it was repealed? We'll talk about that on Wednesday. So there's a lot to talk about on Wednesday.
And the one thing he did talk about this morning on Twitter is what a lot of people have been talking about, which was Meryl Streep's speech at the Golden Globes last night. Let's listen here to a little bit. This is her most emotional moment. Mm-hmm. It came when she was talking about Trump mocking a New York Times reporter's disability back in November 2015.
It was that moment when the person asking to sit in the most respected seat in our country, imitated a disabled reporter, someone he outranked in privilege, power, and the capacity to fight back. It kind of broke my heart when I saw it, and I still can't get it out of my head because it wasn't in a movie. It was real life. Disrespect invites disrespect. Violence incites violence. When the powerful use their position to bully others, we all lose.
Now, Trump has repeatedly denied that he made fun of the reporter's disabilities. But what do you make of this?
Right. And Trump says that he was showing how the reporter was groveling. But, you know, I have to say, this was one of those moments that even when you showed Trump supporters video of what Trump was doing in making fun of that reporter, that was the worst moment for him throughout this campaign. And it's clearly still under his skin. Of course, when it comes to Meryl Streep, she's being Meryl Streep and being Hollywood and was a strong Clinton supporter and certainly having a very difficult time with the result of the election.
That's NPR Politics editor Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, a lot going on this week. We'll be talking to you. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much.